So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shair Mikzas Haget, Uksave Bedaf Hashenim Ve'edim Elmato Kosher. Haget was written partially in one column and completed in a second column, and the witnesses were signed underneath the second part. The get is kosher. However, as the Gemara explained, two conditions must be met. Kesheyesh Revach Melmato U'melmala, the get is kosher only if there was space above and below the writing. But if there was no space, the get is possible. Because Lechush Dilmahani Tre Giti Hav, it's possible that there were actually two gittin, and the get in the left column was higher than the get in the right column. V'gazi Lizman Debastra Ve'edim Dekama, and the husband deliberately cut off the bottom half of his get in the right column to remove a Tanaya stipulation, and he then cut off the top of the second get in the left column to make it appear as one continuous get. And his get is possible because the Edim signed on the second get, but not on his get. Additionally, the get is kosher only if the kasav hareat milmata umeteres milmala. The phrase hareat muteres lechaladim starts in the first column and ends in the second column. But if not, the get is possible because dilma imluchi imlech v'kasav. Perhaps the get was written this way in two columns because he retracted from the get after one half was written, and then reconsidered and completed the second half. And as Rashi explains, the get would be possible either because harishon batal, the first half of the get was nullified when he retracted, or havalei nichtav v'yem v'nechtam l'achar zman, the first half was written during one day while the second half was completed on a different day. However, if hareat melmatu mataras melmala, there is no concern that he retracted in the middle of a sentence. Ravashi says it is possible for the get to be kosher even if there was no space above and below the writing, and Hareat Muteras was not split into two columns. The idea be mitachta de megilta, it was obvious from the sides of the get that they were stretched and not cut. The Mishnah continues with six halachas regarding the chasimas edim. Chasmu edim b'reish hadaf min hatzad, oy me'achrav beget pashat pasal. If the witness is signed either on top of the get or on the side or in the back of the regular get of Yisrael, it's possible because the Edim is signed at the end of the get. However, if the Edim signed behind the folded get of a Kayin, the get is kosher because the Chacham initiated that in a get Makusher, the Edim signed in back of the get. Hekef Reisha Shalzeh Betzad Reisha Shalzeh Vo Edim Be'emtza Shneim Pesulin. If two getin were written in one column and they both start in the middle and end at the two margins, and the Edim signed in the middle, both getin are disqualified, because the Edim are not at the end, but at the top of either get. If both getin start at two margins and end in the middle, and the Edim sign in the middle, the get with which the Edim are written in the same direction is kosher, because that's the bottom, while the other get is possible because the Edim are at the top. If one get starts at one margin and ends in the middle, and the second get continues on from the middle and ends at the other margin, and the Edim sign in the middle, the top get is kosher because the Edim are signed at the bottom, while the bottom get is possible because the Edim are signed at the top. Getchik savi ivris ve'edav yivanis, yivanis ve'edav ivri, edach at ivri ve'edach at yivani, kosher. If the get was written in Lashon HaKodesh, but the Edim signed in Greek, or vice versa, the get was written in Greek, but the Edim signed in Lashon HaKodesh, or one witness signed in Lashon Kodesh while the other witness signed in Greek, in all these cases the get is kosher. Kesav Sefer Ve'ed Kosher. If a scribe wrote the get and only one witness signed, the get is kosher. As the Gemara in Daf Pei Vav explains, Rav holds because Chasam Sefer Sheninu. Actually, the Sefer also signed, and there are two Chasimas. While Shmuel holds Kesav Sefer Sheninu, the Sefer did not sign, and the get is kosher because the Sefer's writing counts as the second Chasima. The Mishnah continues, Ish Pleni Eid Kasher. If the witness signed with his name only, but did not write his father's name, if he added the word Eid, the get is kosher. Ben Ish Pleni Eid Kasher. If he signed with his father's name only, but did not write his own name, if he added the word Eid, the get is kosher. Ish Pleni Ben Ish Pleni V'loi Kosav Eid Kasher. If he signed both his name and his father's name, then even if he did not add the word Eid, the get is still kosher. And this was the custom of the pious Jews in Yerushalayim who omitted the word aid to minimize their words. The husband included his ancestor's name as his surname or his wife's ancestor as her surname, but did not write his or her father's name. The get is kosher because this is considered part of the name. The Gemara cites a braisa. chanichas aves begidin ad yud dairis. The Talmud Kama says if he was the 10th generation from this ancestor, the get is kosher. However, if he was of a later generation, the get is possible, because as Rashi explains, have a kashina shma yushma. This is not considered part of his name. Only if he was the third generation, the get is kosher. But if he was of a later generation, the get is pasul. And this is alluded to in the pasig, kisaylid banim ubnei vanim b'nei shamtim. As Rashi explains, banim is the second generation, and b'nei vanim is the third generation. But after that, b'nei shamtim, the first generation, is forgotten. Zakta Mishnah, get ma'usa b'Yisrael kosher uba'akum pasul. If a person was coerced to divorce his wife, it depends. If it was through a Jewish bezdin, the get is valid. But if it was through a non-Jewish court, it is not valid. However, if a non-Jew beats the husband and compels him to do so as per the instruction of the bezdin, the get is kosher. The Gemara elaborates, Amr of Nachman Amr Shmuel, get ha-ma'usa b'Yisrael kedin kosher. If a Jewish bezdin legally compels the husband to divorce his wife, the get is kosher. However, shaloi kedin, pasul u'paisel. If the bezdin illegally compels him to divorce, it is not valid. However, if she did accept this get, she becomes pasul u'kahuna, disqualified to marry a kohen, because as Rashi explains, midaraisa the get is valid, because Yisrael b'nei asuyininu. A bezdin has the authority to compel a person to follow their ruling. It is only midarabanan that the get is pasul because it was done shaloi kedin. Therefore, midaraisa she is considered a grusha, a divorcee who is pasul u'kahuna. Uba'akum, kedin pasul u'paisel. If a non-Jewish court legally compels him to divorce, the get is not valid, but if she did accept this get, she is pasul u'kahuna. Although midaraisa the get is not valid, because akum lav b'nei asuyininu, a non-Jewish court does not have the authority to compel a person to follow their ruling, nevertheless, midarabanan should become as pasul u'kahuna, because kedin b'chedin de Yisrael michlef. The Chacham were concerned that if she would be permitted to a kohen after a legal get ma'usa of a non-Jewish court, people might mistakenly assume that a legal get ma'usa of a bezdin is also not a get. However, shaloi kedin afila reich haget ein boy. If the court illegally compels him to divorce, the get is null and void, and she's permitted even to a kohen, because shaloi kedin b'chedin Yisrael lo michlef. People will not confuse an illegal get ma'usa of a court with a legal get ma'usa of a bezdin. The Gemara proceeds that if a get ma'usa was done through a bezdin in Bavel, who are considered hedyotis, commoners, because they do not have smicha, the get is still valid, because b'milsa de shchicha of dina shlichu sayhu midi dehava ahaydois valvois. The bezdin smuchin in Eretz Yisrael designated the bezdin hedyotis in Bavel to represent them for common matters such as gittin and haydois valvois, admittances of debt and loans. However, b'milsa de shchicha loy of dina shlichu sayhu. They did not designate them for uncommon matters such as gezeilus, b'chavoles, thefts, and assaults.